Nothing as they march right down the field, 55 yards in 5 minutes and 1 second, taking 10 plays to do it. And Shane Ozandowski rumbles in from a yard out. The 2-point conversion from Carson Hileski is good. And it's 8-0 Bearcats in Harbor Beach. Kick comes into Michael Anderson at the 14-yard line. He scoops it up. He's across the 20, across the 25, down to the 30, and falls forward down to about the 34-yard line. A nice return for Michael Anderson for Harbor Beach. Tackle made by Colin Obrisky on special teams. Harbor Beach on offense for the first time tonight, trailing 8-0 already.
Yeah, I'll be Bearcats offense strikes first, so the Harbor Beach offense will get its first shot to answer the bell here. 8-0, the Bearcats with an early lead on their first drive of the game.
They'll say he was down to the 35-yard line, the nose of the football at the 35. 6:53 remain in the first quarter. Clock stop momentarily. First and 10, right to left across your radio are your Harbor Beach Pirates, coming out immediately in the spread formation. Two wide to the left, one to the right, two men backfield. Dylan Kader in the shotgun. That'd be Anderson and Puff keeping him company. Hand off to Michael Anderson around the left side, and he gets tripped up in the backfield, and he gets out for maybe a yard, out to the 36-yard line. Tackle made by Ethan Bruski, cornerback for Ubley. Second down and 9, 6 minutes, 40 seconds left in the first quarter.
You're going to see that a lot, and you're going to see it early, where the Bearcats are going to respond to the spread and them running off tackle by having those defensive backs gamble and come in and try to make the tackle. And that's exactly what Ethan Peruski does there, as he comes up from that defensive back position, gets inside the receiver, and has a free shot at Michael Anderson and doesn't miss. No gain on the first play.
After they're going to say 1 yard gain, and it's another handoff to Anderson. He finds room to run. He's across the 40 and steps out of bounds at the 42-yard line. This will be short of the first down marker by 3 yards, but it sets up a third down and manageable for the Pirates. Two handoffs to Michael Anderson and 7 yards.
That time over here, looks like number 9, Mason Booms. He's able to get inside that defensive back, cut him off, and set a block. And when Michael Anderson gets there, this time there's no free defensive back coming to make that tackle. It's simply Michael Anderson in open space. He runs to the sideline and cuts out of bounds and gets 4 or 5 yards on that play, bringing up 3rd down and 3 for Harbor Beach. Same formation.
Kadar against the snap, looking to pass. Screen pass to the right side. It is caught by number 6. That would be Luke Woodkey, but he's stopped short, maybe even lost a yard on that one, back to the 41-yard line. Number 23, Isaac Warzynski, stops him on that for the Ubley Bearcats, and now Harbor Beach is faced with a 4th and 4. Do they punt this one away? They're in their own territory.
I think you have to. You don't want to give the Bearcats this good a field position. Woodkey caught that screen pass, but it's man-to-man coverage out there. So if there are no running backs or there is no pulling guard out there to make a block, you are asking Woodkey to make the catch, turn in a different direction, and make a man miss, because it's 2 defensive backs and 1 offensive player making blocks. It just was outnumbered, and the Bearcats did a great job sniffing that one out for a loss of 1.
Harbor Beach coming out in the extended shotgun, and it's Dylan Kadar punting away, and hits bounces at the 30 and takes a huge Harbor Beach bounce all the way down to the 21-yard line before it rolls to a rest. And Harbor Beach with a 3 and out. That's how they respond to the Ubley Bearcat touchdown. And the Bearcats are now back in offense with an 8-point lead with 5:17 remaining in the first quarter.
You got to like, though, for Harbor Beach, the growing the confidence of your quarterback with a quick, short pass. He completes it, throws it on the number. Like I said, Woodkey just was outnumbered there. He was going to have to make a guy miss, was unable to do so. But I would bet the second time around, you're going to see Devin Puff touch the ball a couple times. 3rd down and 3. If it was 4-down territory for Coach Schelke, I think you would have seen him run the ball, but I think he felt the need to throw it and get that 1st down. He did not, and now the defense comes on the field. Bearcats now in the driver's seat here to really put this game in a 2-score lead and get out front.
At their own 21-yard line, Casey Sweeney on the keeper around the left side, and he's brought down in the backfield, way back at the 16-yard line. Luke Woodkey jumped in the backfield and brought him down for a 4-yard loss. They're going to mark him down to the 17. 2nd down and 14 for the Ubley Bearcats.
That play was a rare miscue, from my opinion, for the Bearcats, as everybody went right and Casey Sweeney went the other way, and he just did what he could. He just kept it like it was a design keeper. He did a great job of disguising it. But my opinion, that play was a total meltdown, and Casey Sweeney was running for his life with all his protection being the other direction, which leads to a Luke Woodkey tackle in the backfield, 4-yard loss, and this is not a situation the Bearcats want to be in, a 2nd down and long.
Especially with a T formation, you need those positive yards, 3 or 4 at a time.
And back here, it's not 4-down territory.
No. Handoff right up the middle to number 30. That would be Hileski, and he's brought down after a gain of about 8 on the play, all the way down to the 25-yard line. Gains back the 4 and picks up another 4 for an 8-yard gain. Tackle made for the Harbor Beach Pirates. by the linebacking core. Third down, number 42. That would be Ethan Hessling. Third down, and we'll call 7 yards. Maybe
that was,
six.
That was a big run there to get all that lost yardage back. And four more. Now third down and a long six is very doable here for the Bearcats. They have – you know what? If they get it down to even a yard, they may go for it. This offensive line has done a good job early in this game. They've been getting 3 yards on every play when the play is run correctly.
8-0, Ubley leading. It's a third down and six, and they hand it off to Haleski, and he gets absolutely nowhere. They're going to mark him down after a yard gain out to the 26-yard line. Big man 74. That would be Grant Smiglinski. The sophomore brings him down for a gain of a yard. Fourth down and five for the Bearcats deep in their own territory.
They're changing out a lot of players, but this far back in your own territory, Bearcats have already won this first quarter as far
as I'm
concerned.
Yes.
So far, they're up 8-0. Yes, they got to punt it away, but you absolutely have to. You could not give Harbor Beach at home a field position this good if you fail to convert on fourth down and five.
So Casey Sweeney is also the quarterback. He's also the punter. He may even drive the bus. He does windows. And there's a flag on the play right on the snap. This could be offsides. And the punt comes in at the 44-yard line brought in by Nathan Seaman. We'll see what this flag is. Both line judges threw their flag right on the snap. Is this an illegal formation as well?
It could go either way. I didn't see anybody move. They'd almost had to have been lined up offside. That would give the Bearcats a first down.
It'd be very close. It's 5 yards from the spot from the original spot, and that they would more than likely have to measure this one.
Yeah, they're talking to the Harbor Beach coaches, so it's on Ubley.
Yep, illegal formation.
That's exactly what it was.
They've really been cracking down on that at all levels, NFL, college, and even high school, of making sure they have enough players on the line of scrimmage, need to have those seven, and not peeling off on the sides where the tight ends are. So instead of the 44, this will be a 5-yard walk-off, so they will start at the 49-yard line, short field for the Harbor Beach Pirates, as they trail 8-0 at home with 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
First down is a very important down for the Ubley Bearcat offense. When they lost 4 yards, it completely set them back to what their game plan is and forced them to punt. So for Harbor Beach, that doesn't necessarily matter to them, but positive gains on first down really opens the playbook up for the Pirates now.
In the spread, two wide to left, one to the right, and is staying in the pocket to pass, and a screen out to Michael Anderson to the left side. He's across midfield to the 45, and at the 40, he's knocked out of bounds by big man 55, Nolan Van Erp, linebacker, 5'10", 195-pound junior. It's an 11-yard gain, first and 10 for the Pirates in Ubley territory.
Well, that must have been a design screen, because I'm here to tell you I am looking at the Ubley Bearcat bench, and I know Dan Banky saw it too. Nathan Seaman was lined up on the far side of the field, and that Ubley Bearcat defender bit on the run fake and saw the screen pass developing left. If Dylan Kadar would have continued to look to the right, Nathan Seaman is down the right side of the field with nobody within 20 yards of him, Clark. You and I are the next closest defenders to him. But he went with the game plan, checked it down to Michael Anderson, the safe, good, positive throw, and Michael Anderson in space is very good, gets Harbor Beach a very important first down.
Two wide each way, Devin Puff in the backfield for Kadar, and he passes to the left, and this one is caught by Mason Booms at the 35, falls forward to the 33. Tackle made by Levi Peruski, 5'11", 170-pound cornerback junior for Ubley. This will be a gain of 7. Second down and 3 upcoming for Harbor Beach.
And I don't think Harbor Beach wants to throw the ball 30 times this game, but that throw is going to be there all game for them. Mason Booms runs a very nice route, about 6 yards, plants his foot, turns around, and Kadar times it beautifully. The ball is in the air as Booms is making that move, hits him right on the number. Booms hauls it in. He's able to fall forward to get 7 yards on first down.
Two running backs in the backfield in the shotgun with Kadar. Two wide to the right, one to the left, working off the left hash. Kadar on the keeper, has positive yards, has the first down to the 30, and runs out of bounds at the 27-yard line. That will be enough for another first down for Harbor Beach, their second of the evening. Stops the clock with 2:04 left in the first quarter. Ubley 8, Harbor Beach nothing, but the Harbor Beach Pirates knocking on the door of the red zone.
That is another play that I think Harbor Beach is going to utilize multiple times this evening, because those running backs, Devin Puff especially, does an excellent job of blocking. He doesn't get enough credit for doing that, but he picks up the linebacker. Michael Anderson picks up the other linebacker, and now it's up to Kadar to just out in open space, and you see those wide receivers doing such a good job. In this case, it was Woodkey and Mason Booms setting the edge, allowing Kadar to maneuver his way down the field and get a first down.
First and 10 from the 27-yard line. Two wide to left, one to the right. Back to pass. Kadar now rolling to his right. Throws downfield to the end zone. Nathan Seaman there. And he brings it in. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Nathan Seaman brings in the 27-yard throw from Dylan Kadar after a